First out of the ring, a Republican senator from Louisiana admits that his name was on the list of the D.C. madam. A regulator for food and for its food and drug watchdog organization in China was convicted in May of taking bribes, and he was executed on Monday. President Bush will not allow his executive staff to testify about the firings of eight U.S. Attorneys. And it's just the middle of summer. Summer has begun, hot season, and nothing going on. This is the weekly news and review. The news is always sad. This was posted by Chantal Clark on July 10th, 2007, on the harpers.org website. I'm Bennett, your faithless host for killradio.org. And this is the news that leads up to July 10th. At least 150 Iraqis were killed by a truck bomb in northern Iraq in what is possibly the deadliest bombing since the illegal United States invasion of Iraq in 2003. And it was reported that despite a police security drive, the number of unidentified bodies found in Baghdad increased sharply in June. Australia's Defense Minister, Brendan Nelson, admitted that securing oil is one of the reasons why Australian troops stay in Iraq. The government, said Labor leader Kevin Rudd, simply makes it up as it goes along. The White House rejected demands to hand over documents related to the firings of eight U.S. attorneys, as I just noted, and said Democratic lawmakers should spend their time passing bills that solve domestic problems. And let's ignore partisan politics, I guess. China, after executing that that official, announced that it was searching for oil in the Sudan. President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela visited Tehran and praised Iran's nuclear program, calling President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad his ideological brother. President George W. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin rode Segway scooters together. Hundreds of bound bodies were discovered in a former Soviet barracks near Kabul. And a military judge rejected the Pentagon's request to reinstate previously dismissed charges against a Guantanamo prisoner who was arrested when he was 15 years old. Barack Obama was raising more money than Hillary Clinton, and Cristina Kirchner, the First Lady of Argentina, will run for president instead of her husband. The European Commission posted a 44-second video clip of 18 orgasms to YouTube in support of European cinema. Just type in European Commission, and that'll be the first one that comes up. Critics complained that the title Let's Come Together was too suggestive and that the pun fails to work in all EU languages. 110 children were swept into the Irish Sea, so it's not just dangerous for kids in Iraq. Scientists succeeded for the first time in making a baby using a lab-matured thawed egg. And Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in an attempt to prevent gay sex, planned to install a $250,000 robot toilet that I guess knows when somebody's giving a blowjob or something. In Nigeria, where the price of machetes has dropped by 50% since the end of April, A kidnapped British 3-year-old was released after 4 days. Hamas brokered a deal for the freedom of BBC reporter Alan Johnston, who has been held for 114 days in Gaza. And in Nairobi, Libyan President Muammar al-Gaddafi, surrounded by his squad of female bodyguards and wearing a shirt printed with pictures of the African presidents, called for the creation of a United States of Africa and implied that he should be its first leader. Scientists cloned a sperm. A study claimed that men with high testosterone make irrational decisions. A Hong Kong woman who blinded her boyfriend in one eye 6 years ago was jailed for jabbing a chopstick into his other eye. And an Iowa State University study suggested that the happiest marriages are those in which the husband defers to the wife in all decisions. It was revealed that Walmart had collected on at least 75 of the 350,000 life insurance policies it had secretly taken out on its employees. What more do you want to say about that? I mean, we know that Walmart is a bad thing, and if any of you go to Walmart, you're scum. But to know that they secretly took out life insurance policies on 350,000 workers, probably paying more for the life insurance policies than they pay the employee? Four members of a Virginia family and a farmhand drowned or were killed by methane gas in a manure pit after each jumped in to rescue the others. Two children survived. Experts claimed that prescription pills were becoming the new marijuana on college campuses. Now, prescription pills are pretty damn strong. And marijuana is a natural thing. What's going on here? Why are the kids more interested in doing a pharmacy stuff, pulling stuff out of a medicine chest, than they are in buying a little pot? Al Gore Jr. was arrested for possessing both pot and pills after he was pulled over for driving 100 miles an hour in his hybrid car. At Gore's father's 24-hour, 7-continent live Earth concert for the environment, Duran Duran's Simon Le Bon addressed the crowd. "Everyone who did not arrive on a private jet," he said, "put your hands in the air." Le Bon then put his hand in the air. I couldn't watch that because the music was so terrible. Egypt outlawed female circumcision. And in India, where 10 million female infants had been killed in the last 20 years, a farmer rescued a 2-day-old girl after finding her hand sticking out of the soil in his field. Huh? A 6-year-old girl had her small intestine ripped out by the drain of a Minneapolis swimming pool. Huh? A Miami man was charged with elder abuse after his mother, who was found in a trailer covered in red ants with newspapers shoved into her anus, and then she died. And scientists announced a potential drug that could erase bad memories. Maybe we'll all take that to forget about George Bush. I don't know. That's just all depressing. If you want to see any links for any of these stories, go to the harpers.org website. Meanwhile, thanks, Chantal. That's the weekly news and review. This is Kill Radio. Go away. Don't bother me.